This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
And at 9:06, you're listening to WSMI AM 1540. It's the Wednesday Talk Show. I'm your host, Tobin, out alongside everybody's favorite Uncle, Uncle Ralph Niehaus. Uncle Ralph, is there enough snow for you this time?
Well, I think just about.
Just about?
Yeah.
16 inches isn't enough?
Well, we could have stood a little bit more. I mean, but we'll roll with the flow and take what we got.
One thing I will say, I'm going to give credit to all the street crews that were out. IDOT, the county highway departments, the local street departments, they were out. They manned up. They got the streets cleaned. And business was pretty much back to normal the next day. And I think we were lucky that there was no ice underneath that, because we would have been in big trouble. But having it flat out snow, that made it a lot easier.
Mother Nature threw us a curve with 15 inches of snow, but Mother Nature was also kind that she kept the thermometer up in the 30s and not down in the 20s.
One of these days we're going to have spring temperatures.
Yeah.
And I'll get to be caught up on my power bill, on my budget billing.
The snow and snowmen that's around in people's yards are probably going to have a short life.
Absolutely. We have a couple good guests here. Mickey Robinson from the Coal Country Chamber of Commerce is here. He has brought along some friends along. Dion Rabida from First National Bank is here. And also Donna Rossi from Pegasus Travel in Hillsboro is here as well. And we'll have our conversation right after this.
Making final arrangements at the time of need is difficult for even the strongest of families. While we do everything we can to make things easier, there is a better way. At Plummer Funeral Home, we offer pre-arranged funeral planning, allowing you to make your wishes known in a quiet, dignified way. It gives you time to consider the different options and then create a personalized service that will reflect your individual wishes and beliefs. Plummer Funeral Home, the locally owned hometown funeral home, your neighbor and your friend.
And we're back on the Wednesday Talk Show. Tobin Ott alongside everybody's favorite uncle, Uncle Ralph Niehaus. Our guest for this week, Dion Rabida from First National Bank, the Bunnell Banking Center. She's manager over there. And Donna Rossi from Pegasus Travel. Ladies, welcome to the program.
Well, thank you.
And we are here to talk about things that are going on. And Dion, let's talk about the bank, the business spotlight for the chamber, and tell us a little bit about what's going on.
Well, Saturday night we received the Business of the Year Award from the Coal Country Chamber.
Business of the Year.
Yes.
Correct that. Okay.
And we were honored to receive that award. We try to stay actively involved in the communities we serve, and it's nice to be recognized for those efforts. I have a great bunch of people in Bunnell, and they really earned that, so my hats are off to them.
And let's talk a little bit about the bank. Obviously, in Bunnell, First National Bank is a well-known bank within Macoupin County. About you, how did you get into the banking industry, and how did you become interested in the banking industry?
It's funny. I started with the bank 24 years ago, and I believe I was hired because I knew how to take shorthand, if you can believe that.
That's a long time ago.
I studied nights and just progressed through the ranks, and the bank has been wonderful to work for. The Altman family owns our bank. Our bank was chartered in 1934, and actually next year we'll have our 80th anniversary. And this year marks the 20th anniversary for my location in Bunnell. We purchased the Bunnell Loan Association in 1993. And then in 2005, they expanded the office and remodeled where I'm at, and it's the way it stands today.
Let's talk a little bit with the banking industry. I know everyone, depending on what you hear and who you hear it from, says the economy is recovering, is bad, knowing that. The current economy, how is that affecting the bank?
Well, during 2012, we handled a large volume of home loan refinances. Borrowers took advantage of low interest rates. That allowed them to lower their monthly payments, improve their cash flow position, or in some cases, they even were able to reduce their repayment term from, say, 30 years to 20 or even 15 years. despite the economic challenges that remain present throughout last year, First National Bank was able to retain a 5-star rating from Bauer Financial Services. That rating is based on the strong financial performance of our bank. Bauer Financial is an independent rating agency, and each financial institution files a call report quarterly with their government regulators. That company performs independent analysis of the raw data, supplemented with some historical and other data, and they assign star ratings, a 5-star rating being superior. Banks don't pay to be rated, and they can't choose to not be rated. Bauer Financial rates all U.S. chartered banks with assets of at least $1.5 million. We anticipate the low interest rates will persist throughout the rest of the year. This is going to continue to be a challenge for depositors, and especially our CD customers. We're fortunate to be able to offer investment alternatives through our subsidiary, First Bank Financial. That's Greg Crane at our Staunton location. And they provide our customers with investment services. On the lending side, with the low interest rates, we anticipate continuing to handle a high volume of residential real estate loans. We've begun to see some increased activity in new home building and construction loans. And while there's still some uncertainty regarding the effect of some legislative changes, our business customers have started to express more confidence in the economy. But this should translate into some increased commercial lending.
And one thing that I could say, take a breath here. one thing I could say about like First National Bank, especially the small town banks, you still have that avenue of you can walk in the bank and people that know you and take care of you and know what you need. I know when I closed my loan on my home, I went through you guys and Karen Fry, I'll give her a shout out right now. She's always on top of it. And if there's something I need to do that would make things better, she's always the first one on the phone to call in my cell phone saying, hey, what do you think? And you can't get that everywhere else or anywhere else. I mean, it's few and far between.
We're lucky in the area we live in that we have that relationship between our financial institutions and the person who's looking to finance a home or anything. We have that personal feeling or touch, whatever, with our lenders because we know one another. We see each other around about town and stuff, and this is worth a lot when you go to dealing with people.
And it's always a great great facility, and there's locations all around Staunton, Bunnell. Holiday Shores. I think what Hamel's got a location. There's
Livingston, Mount Olive, Troy, Maryville.
Well, so I mean, it's expanded quite a bit from
Bethalto. I think I missed that.
It's expanded quite a bit from the old Staunton location, and it's amazing how much that has grown in such a short period of time. So, Dion, I appreciate it. Thank you so much. You survived. You can relax, take a deep breath, and you did a wonderful job here. And let's turn things over. Donna Rousey, my friend, how are you, kiddo?
I'm fine. How are you?
Oh, living the dream. Living the dream. You've recently moved.
I have. I have switched to Pegasus Travel in Hillsboro, and I'm really excited over the move.
And I'm not going to go into details on that, but we'll talk about the travel agency and that. And I guess now is the busy time where you have cruises.
Yes.
And summer getaways.
Yes, I have actually already done 3/4 of the amount of travel for all last year already done. A large, about 75% in just the first 3 months.
Let's talk about some of the destinations, because that's one thing I like to, when you're here, to talk about. What's the hot destination that everyone's trying to get at?
The Caribbean.
Caribbean? Mm-hmm. Really?
A lot of people are going there. I'm doing destination weddings, Disney cruises are a big one. You and I talked about that mm-hmm. earlier and the quality of service that Disney offers. But a lot of people, Jamaica, the Dominican, Mexico. Mexico, just for the fact you can be there in 3 hours.
That helps.
Yeah, that helps. Yeah. So...
And you mentioned cruises, and I'm not going to put you on the spot here, but maybe a little bit. With all the situations that happened, it seemed like there was a streak of, I think it was just one, Carnival.
Carnival.
They had a bad time.
Yeah. Carnival's having a rough time right now.
Are you getting questions about, is this safe? Is this going to happen? What's this all about? Or what type of... Have they even brought that up?
Do you know, actually, even with the problems Carnival has, and I do think that they will get that straightened out here in the next coming couple months.
Because that's been normally a reputable organization.
Yes, it has. I've had people call in and book in Carnival.
I mean, Kathy Lee, you know, did their commercials for how many mm-hmm. years?
Mm-hmm. I just think that right now they're having a few problems. They will get everything worked right. out. It's the same thing. It could be like the airlines,
mm-hmm.
you know, they're aware of the situation. They're aware that it needs corrected and they're working very hard on getting that corrected. It hasn't stopped people from calling me and booking with Carnival.
Right.
So I don't think the confidence is still there with that cruise line. I just think they have some issues that need to be worked out.
If you've ever had the opportunity to go on a cruise, even with the adversity of what has went on the last few months with Carnival and stuff, it's still a relatively safe thing
yes.
because, you know, even those people who have been stranded out there and went through some pretty tough times, not too many of them were at the risk of loss of life or anything like that. Like you are in an airplane, when an airplane goes down, airplane goes down.
Yeah. Actually, you know. My cousin was on the cruise line that got stranded and was brought into New Orleans. He actually made some of the local papers and was on several TV shows in Texas and was interviewed when he got off the boat in New Orleans. And like he said, he did not blame Carnival for any of the issues, the staff-wise. He said the staff worked very hard, really did try to accommodate people. So, you know, and I asked him, you know, would you go on a Carnival cruise again? And he said, oh, yes.
Yeah.
And I'm sure most of those people on those boats stranded are probably going to get a new cruise sometime
yes.
somewhere down the
yes.
road.
Are you presently working out of the Hillsborough office?
No, I'm currently still working out of my home in Gillespie.
Okay.
But I'm hoping in the future, maybe this summer, to work maybe a day or so out of the office.
Mm-hmm.
But I actually just started in Hillsborough officially on Monday.
Oh, okay.
So.
We have a very good friend in the office at Hillsborough, Sharon McCune.
Actually, I'm going to the office as soon as I leave here, and I think Sharon will be there today.
Yeah, she'll be there.
Yeah.
Yeah, Wednesday. She's off on Tuesday.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
I think the neat thing about your industry is they will send you to different locations just to see what it's like, and you can promote it. So where is the latest trip that you have been sent to or hit?
Actually, I'm going to the Dominican real soon here.
Come on.
And then I actually earned a cruise on Princess Cruise Line for the work that I've been doing.
Is that Disney?
No.
No.
Princess is an actual.
Actual, okay.
Yeah, cruise
right.
line. So I've earned a 4-day cruise on Princess Cruise Line that within the next 2 years that I can take. And then probably in the fall, it probably be maybe Jamaica or someplace again that I'll go.
Jamaica.
Yeah, I'm on.
That sounds fun. Yeah, I'm on. Yeah, I'm on. And then, of course, on the 50 states, you still have Hawaii. That's mm-hmm. probably, you know, I'm thinking the Alani Resort has probably perk some interest. Not only the state itself will perk some interest, but Alani has kind of changed the game with that being open. Disney World, Disneyland is always a popular destination. And then, you know, you got Alaska, you've got Colorado, you've got the mountain areas. There's a lot of opportunity out there.
There is. I do a lot of Florida. I do a lot of Disney, just even people that want to go down to Florida just, you know, for a week, spring breakers, you know, and it's just working. I have booked so many different trips from so many different areas. Mm-hmm. I just had a woman from Missouri call me. Someone recommended me that knew me from Missouri, so they recommended me. I have a guy from New York that calls me. I had a couple that someone recommended me in California.
A guy from New York called you about a travel? How did that happen? Was it someone local that he was a relative or something like that, and that's the connection?
It was a guy that I actually had went to high school with.
Okay, that would work,
and, too. And he's a president. He's a vice president of an international corporation in New York, and he called me for him and his girlfriend's trip. And then he just recently called me back because now he wants to do a cruise.
Nice.
So, you know, I'm actually getting clients from all over the United States calling me now.
That's awesome. Mm-hmm. That is awesome, and it won't be too long. So, I mean, this has got to be your busy time.
This is. I mean, I had a call at 8 o'clock last night still, and with working at home, people call me. Just basically, I tell them you can call me up till 7 o'clock, and I do work weekends, so you can call me Saturday and Sunday if you need to meet. Come on over. We'll sit down on a Sunday afternoon, and I'll book your trip.
Do you have a lot of inquiries about Alaskan cruises?
Actually, I do have, as far as the cruises, I'm actually working with a couple for next year, are thinking about an Alaskan cruise. I have yet, in all honesty, to have anybody book one. I've had a lot of inquiries, but that's, it seems like, as far as it's honestly went for me.
Having been to Alaska twice in my lifetime, I would think that people, once they would get information on this, would want to make this trip because there's so much, the last frontier, so to speak, you know, and there's so much to see and do there of nature. If you're into nature, if you're not into nature, it may not be a good cruise that you want to go on, but if you're into nature and the mountains and lakes and all that, it's beautiful country, just fabulous.
And they say that if you're going to do Alaskan cruise, to make sure that you do Glacier Bay.
Oh, absolutely.
That, you know, that is the highlight of the trip. And I know that's one of the trips on my bucket list that I would really like to do as an Alaskan cruise yet.
We had kind of an advantage of that stuff because our son was up there in the service, and he had made friends with a bush pilot up there that worked for an airline up there, and he took us all the way to the Arctic Circle on a private flight, you know, in his bush plane. So we got to see every nitty-gritty piece of Alaska.
See, I think that would be fun.
That'd be cool.
Yeah.
If you're going on a cruise, and let's say it's a first-timer for, let's say, a couple, is it easy to go on, let's say, a four-night, five-day cruise or a seven-day cruise? Because you don't know how your body's going to react. It's a different experience.
What they tell us is most first-time cruisers will normally go on a 3 to 4 night cruise. Mm-hmm. It's mostly the experienced cruisers that normally go on a 7-night or longer cruise because, again, most people want to know how they're going to react, how they're going to feel, and so they feel they're more comfortable with the 3 to 4 night cruises.
And then always check with you or the company that you're dealing with regarding if you need a passport or not. Because sometimes if you go to the Bahamas, maybe your Social Security card and maybe your license or something like that, or birth certificate would work. But if you go too far out, you're going to have a passport just to make sure.
What they tell us to always recommend to all of our clients going on a cruise, that they get a passport. Say if you're you're in Mexico on a cruise and mm-hmm. say something happens and you have to fly back into the U.S., you're going to need a passport to get into the U.S. Okay, there's where the problem will arise, is getting back into the U.S. from a foreign country if an accident would happen and you'd have to fly in. So they really stress for us to recommend that you do have a passport.
And that process, and you need to take time on this, because it's not like you go to the post office, they take your mm-hmm. picture, and it's there.
Right.
You're talking about, what, a month process? I mean, you're talking about maybe a couple month process before you even get it.
Right. And if it's peak season like now, it could even take longer. I mean, you know, I had someone call me and say they wanted to go on a cruise, and I said, okay, where? When? And she goes, in 2 weeks. I said, do you have passports? And she goes,
no.
No. And I said, okay, I can get you on a cruise, but I really strongly suggest you get a passport, and you're not going to be able to get it really that quick.
And, of course, again, you just got to allocate time for that. Mm-hmm. And that's just with anything. So, yes. I mean, and I guess it, for everyone, it's better safe than sorry just to have that, because if you go to Canada or you go to right. Mexico, you're going to need it anyway.
And they could go on the cruise without the passport.
Right.
But again, if
getting
something,
back in yeah, may be a problem.
If something would happen on the cruise.
Mm-hmm. Mickey, let's turn things over to you. Grab the microphone, my friend. You have your choice. We've got a couple minutes left on the program. What's going on with the Coal Country Chamber?
Well, as we said earlier, when you earlier in interview with Dion, the business of the year was the 14th year that we have honored a business of the year of the Coal Country Chamber of Commerce. And it is just wonderful that the people who selected this made a nice choice. And it's always... it's hard to select somebody. You just don't go out and say, okay, it's your turn to be it. It's not that way. Everybody thinks that's the way it's done. It's done with a lot of different things, and I'll ask Dion there to just simply give a critique of a few things that were how they picked the business of the year.
I don't know. I don't know how. We didn't pick ourselves.
No, I know we didn't pick, but it was the Chamber Board of Directors to. I'll ask Donna to put the critique in there, a few things that they asked. It's some of the things, like, for example, volunteering, and you take part in some of the programs, and you come in and help things. Little bit.
Yeah. First National Bank was very active in the past year with the various events that we held. You normally seen their one of their staff faces at the events, whether it was Holiday Sparkle, Italian American,
Black Diamond Days,
Black Diamond Days,
Summer
Fall Festival, Summer Concert Series. Plus, they also donated various things throughout the year, like the napkins, the grill,
right.
The tent. And like I said, they were just very active this year and in the past with the chamber. And we took the different things like that into consideration, because we have a lot of members, but they're not always active.
We are got 15 seconds here. Ladies, thank you so much for your time. I do appreciate it. Mickey, always a pleasure, my yeah. friend.
We're planning the summer concert series.
And
they're
we'll
underway
about, yep.
every Tuesday in June and July.
And that's going to do it for the Wednesday Talk Show. For Uncle Ralph, I'm Tobin Ott. We'll see you next week. So long.